Hello, we are Angela Benjamin
and David J. Lilly,
and we are both jewellery designer makers who spend every day surrounded by shiny things.
We are both passionate about jewellery
and love learning all we can about jewellery making and sharing what we've learned with you.
Perhaps you're a jewellery lover or creative type, or spend your days at the bench like we do.
Whichever it is, we hope you'll enjoy our sparkling chit-chat, our silly stories, and our thoughts on living a creative and slightly dusty life.
With a few laughs along the way.
You can find our podcasts on all your favourite apps, including, of course, the biggies, Apple, Spotify, and Chrome Podcasts.
So if you want to know who we are and share our passion for all that glitters, then stay with us for the next 30-ish minutes.
This is
Ange
and David with Little Gems on Jewellery
and Life. Hello, Ange. Where are you today?
Well, David, I am in the UK, but I'm also in my very tiny cupboard, perched on top of my router so that we don't get disconnected.
Brilliant. Yay! I love it.
So how have things been with you since we last met?
It's been crazy busy. We are now somewhere else in Canada. We are in Salmon Arm, which is in the North Okanagan, which is an area that we were in back in January. We're back here until tomorrow, and then we charge over to Vancouver. We're in Vancouver for a few days, and then we go over to the islands. So over to Vancouver Island and Salisbury Island in particular, where we're going to be staying with friends out there. So yeah, we had a wonderful time in the West Kootenays near Nelson and met some amazing people there. Things are just kind of scooting along now for both Chris and I. We both kind of had, or we will have, job proposals by the end of this week. Annoyingly.
Can I ask what yours is?
So mine would be running a small organic oil company. And this is oils for cooking. So flaxseed oil, peanut seed oil, hemp seed oil, pumpkin seed oil. It's a business that started in 2019. It was set up by father and son. Father is German, and he started the micro pot still business in Canada. He also set up a distillery in Vernon, which is not far from where we currently are. And he got into all sorts of different things. He now sells pot stills all across North America. And he travels for about 2 or 3 weeks helping people install the pot still once they've bought it. And then he spends about 3 weeks playing golf. So he needed someone to help his 30-something son set up this business that they tried to create in 2019. And then we had the pandemic, and they want to get it going again. Marlo, who is the face behind the brand, is passionate about organic produce, about localization, about reforesting, about it actually using the earth as it should be to create very healthy products that then can be processed in a way that they should be processed to get the best out of them. So cold pressed oils is kind of where he started.
Will this be a full-time position?
This will be a full-time position because they want someone to literally take the business from zero to hero. So I would be doing my jewellery part-time, kind of as I started, but I don't have a problem with that. I was thinking that through, thinking, you know, am I going to miss going in there full-time? But because of doing the stained glass as well, I've never really done it absolutely full-time. There's always been something else where I've been helping Chris with his business. But I think what would be really useful, or not useful, but interesting for me to see, is by doing it just in my spare time again, I'm probably going to be really honing down on my skills that I haven't, you know, really spent a lot of time on that can be improved, and B, what it is I really want to create. So where I've got all these different collections going on at the moment, I suspect that's going to be narrowed down into the ones that excite me the most. Yeah. And the inspiration's going to come from being in a different country, in a different culture, and there's all sorts of different things that are going to come into that creativity.
Fantastic. So does that mean you're now pinning your location down?
This is the dilemma. It's, you know, we suddenly have a glut of opportunities in that this job is based in the Okanagan and currently based in the city of Vernon. Krish has had an offer from an organization who are called Focused Life Force Energy, FLFE. So we're calling them Fluffy because it's very much a fluffy thing. They use technology to enhanced life force, and it's absolutely fascinating. It's the now this one is in Nelson, so where that's in Nelson in the West Kootenays, mine is based in Vernon in the Okanagan, and we can't do both because they're 5 hours apart. So once we have the all the full details from both of them, we'll be able to, you know, make a choice. But Krish would go into Fluffy as their kind of HR person, and possibly more. We're waiting to hear exactly what they want to do as, or what they're going to put together as an offer, and we'll know later this week. So yeah, things have been moving quite fast in the last week for us over here in Canada.
That's really exciting. And has the climate been very different from where you were? I have no sort of scale for the distance you've traveled or the differences in, you know, weather systems.
Well, yeah, there is quite a difference. I mean, in the Okanagan, it's a much wider valleys. We still have mountains. Mountains here aren't as tall as in the Kootenays, and there's a bigger area in between. So the temperatures tend to be slightly warmer. In the West Kootenays, where we were just north of Nelson, you've got glacial lakes and you've got very tall mountains that are much closer in. I mean, we had a snow day there, which literally within half an hour, we had 8 inches of snow. It just came in like that, and you know, you can't do anything. And we've had some interesting driving conditions that we've slid through slightly scarily downhill across oncoming traffic. Thankfully we hit nothing. We came across a Wednesday. It was a beautiful sunny day the entire 5.5 hours that we spent traveling, but there was snow piled on the road. There's still a lot of snow here. It's considered to be kind of spring, especially in the Okanagan now, in that this is when things start to get a bit warmer. By a bit warmer, they're talking about positive degrees rather than negative degrees. You know, a high of 8 is considered woohoo, you know.
Blimey. Well, we've been experiencing a dip in temperature, not as drastic as you, but certainly today it's been, you know, literally 4 seasons in one day. I left home at 9, the heavens had opened. By the time I got to my destination, 40 minutes later, the sun was out. By lunchtime, it was snowing again. And then by the time I left, it was glorious sunshine. So I'm living in the UK.
Yeah, that's one thing. This country being so much bigger, once you get a weather set in, it tends to stay in for a while before something changes. But at the moment, we have kind of cloud cover here in Salmon Arm. There was sun peeping out earlier, but it seems to have gone for the moment. But we'll see. We'll see what the day is like.
And what's been happening with you creatively?
Well, that's been the interesting thing. With Nelson, they don't have a community arts organisation, unlike Vernon, where I was in January, which did. And I spent a lot of time kind of doing it then. So I haven't had a great deal of opportunities to do anything creative myself. So it's about finding those parts of the community where I can experience what local creativity is. In Nelson, they have a lot of performance art. That is the big part of the creative kind of focus there. They have a huge festival every year of graffiti art, and there's a lot of beautiful graffiti art throughout the city. And I can't remember, I think it's every 10 years, each piece can be replaced. And over the period, there is funding to make sure that the graffiti is kept up so it doesn't start getting tatty and bits falling off and whatever. They have funds to keep it going. So there's lots of really beautiful graffiti art all over the city. So it's been experiencing that.
So these are commissioned pieces of graffiti, are they?
Yes. They have a festival every year where they actually commission artists to come and paint on certain buildings. And the buildings themselves, whoever owns the buildings, they can put themselves forward as a canvas and have some say in the actual artist that then gets involved with doing the art for them. So you get a huge variety of different kind of art forms. There was one, we were sitting in what they call a pub in Nelson, which has a kind of pubby feel to it, something like something from the 1980s when you got those kind of like first of the gastro pubs, an enormous place. But they had this wonderful piece of art out the window that I could see that was very Art Deco inspired, a bit kind of Edgar Brandt. I don't know who did, Edgar Brandt did the doors on the lifts in the Chrysler Building, for example. It's very much kind of waterfall shaped. And really interesting that it wasn't just Art Deco, it had other elements that they'd added to it. So they'd made it, you know, whoever the artist was, it really kind of personalized this to what they wanted to actually express. So as you go through Nelson, you find this all over the place. There's a couple of sales galleries where local creatives can sell anything from obviously ceramics through to textiles and everything else in between. And that was interesting to go in through and see what people are doing and what work is inspired by the area. And one of the most interesting places was the little museum and art gallery, because the art gallery has a collection of indigenous art in there at the moment. So indigenous artists from the Kootenays and slightly wider, with a lot of art that is expressing loss of their culture, loss of their people, and also the joy of being an indigenous person actually has, you know, what it is for them that brings them joy. And there were some really interesting pieces in there. One particular spoke to me because it was really colorful. And I popped it on my Instagram a couple of days ago, or last week, whenever it was I was there. But one thing that what I like to try and do when I'm finding this is put some info about the piece as well. And this piece of art was called My Great Grandfather, Chief Yellowhead, who's buried under McDonald's on Yonge Street in Toronto. Oh. how wonderful is that?
Sweet. I wonder what great grandpa would think that he's buried under at McDonald's.
Yes, I don't know if it's quite a fitting testament, but who knows?
Oh, fantastic. So there's lots to see, even though you're not having time to create yourself. It sounds like there's certainly a lot for you to, you know, engage in.
Yes, there is. And I met a wonderful creative out here, Sir Monte Cruz, and they are part Filipino, and they've been living over in the Kootenays for some time now. And they work in a variety of different creative mediums. They are an actor, a singer. They are very involved with the local LGBTQ plus community here and putting on the pride that happened at Nelson. But recently they have had a research grant to look into their heritage jewellery from the Philippines and to respond to it in making new pieces, which was really interesting. We had a get together in one of the coffee shops because Samonte had messaged me saying, I see you do mentoring and I'm looking for a mentor. I wondered, as you're in the area, whether we can get together. So we met up, had a fantastic meeting, and I'm going to be mentoring Samonte now on the work that they're doing through this research, which concludes in October next year. It's about putting together what it is they want as a final exhibition for the work that they're doing and how to then launch themselves as a business ready for Christmas as well. And we're starting to work next month.
No Smonty beforehand, David?
No, this is what this area is like. We were talking to this chap, Keith, who is in Nelson, who's one of the town councillors. And he was saying, you should look at Selkirk College. Selkirk College is one of the local colleges that does kind of further ed and it does degree level education, because they're the college that have an arts department. So we had a look on their website. There was nothing. There were some few jobs listed, but there was nothing there. It was suitable. But I just kind of kept looking through. And you know how social media kind of, you know, knows exactly what you're looking at. I happened to go onto Facebook and I find something on Facebook that says Selkirk College is doing these, what we'd refer to in the UK as adult ed courses. And listed amongst them were jewellery courses. Come and make a ring. Come and make this. Come and make that. I thought, well, this is interesting. I wonder who's doing these. And it happened to be this person called Samonte Cruz. I thought, oh, that's interesting. I don't know anything more about this person. Let's see if I can find them on Instagram, because Instagram tends to be my Google for anything created. Found them there. I thought, fascinating person. Amazing. All the different things they do. So many fingers and so many creative pies. It was incredible. And I left it at that. And then the following day, I get the message on Instagram from Samonte saying, hello, I'm looking for a mentor. And I'm in Nelson and you're in Nelson. So...
The reason I ask is because when you posted a picture of yourself with Samonte, I've been following them for ages on Instagram.
What?
And so Yes, exactly. And then I was like, this is really weird. That's what I love about Instagram. Sometimes I find it quite stressful and all the stuff about having to, you know, keep posting. But when you get these sort of serendipitous moments, that's what I love about it. So when I saw your post with Simonzi and the two of you, and I was like, oh my God, that's that person. I've been following them. So yeah, they know from me. They probably don't know anything about me other than that we follow each other, but it's great.
Fab. Well, they'll know more about you now because, of course, you know, my Instagram feed I'm going to be recommending later is Simonzi's.
Oh, fantastic.
So, wonderful. So, yeah, that's kind of been the last kind of week or so. And now we're in a kind of slightly limbo in that we're waiting to hear back from Fluffy. I have to put a proposal together for the organic oil business, and then we'll decide where we're going to end up over here. But so we have, you know, a glut of opportunities at this point, which is not where expected to be, and a wonderful opportunity. We just have to make sure that we make the best of it.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds really exciting.
Sounds like it is.
Keeping busy. I love the fact that you've now got a new mentee, but it's something that you can do anywhere in the world, because you can also tag that on to, if you get the job with the oil company and you want to dabble in jewelry, you can still mentor people wherever they are. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very nice. I mean, he's now my fourth current mentee. So I'm working with two ladies who are both based in Brighton, or in Shoreham, just down the road from Brighton. I've got a lady who's based in, this is the weird thing. So I started speaking to her while we're in the Kootenays, and we're sitting in the Selkirk Mountains, and she is in Selkirkshire in Scotland.
Well, there's a reason it's round, David. There's a reason it's round.
So true.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, it sounds like you're having a great...
Yes, thank you. We really are. We really are. And what about you? How's it going with everything?
Everything's good. I'm very busy, but I think I will be very busy until the scholarship finishes. I'm kind of seeing that as my default state at the moment, but I enjoy having lots of things on the go and challenges. So I'm currently at school, as I call it, pretty much every day of the week. Since I've last chatted to you, I've done a Promote Your Art Practice course, which was a one-day course, which was absolutely brilliant. It's probably something similar to what you do as a mentor, but it's nothing that I've ever had to put myself through. It's basically a practicing artist, and there were five of us, all different disciplines. There was a sculptor, a painter, photographer, myself, jewelry, and someone else, another media. And it was all about preparing us for life as artists, as in preparing artist statements, how to approach galleries, if that's the sort of thing we want to do, how to market our work. And even though it was just one day, it was a really nice insight into different ways that I can promote my work and my business. Because obviously Instagram, as you know, is one of my main avenues. I don't really do Twitter. Facebook, I dabble in. But I think it's lovely to know that there are other ways that you can actually reach people, as opposed to just your immediate customers. If you're wanting to have stuff in galleries, you know, there are different things and different sort of methods that you have to use. And I'm sure I'm preaching to the converted telling you all of this.
Well, no, not at all.
But yeah, that was quite... No, it was really, I found it really helpful and really interesting. And it was quite reassuring as well, being with other makers from other disciplines and seeing that we all have similar issues in terms of A, not necessarily knowing how to approach and who to approach, but also confidence and that whole imposter syndrome thing, or I'm not really an artist because I haven't studied X, Y, and Z, the usual. So it was good to be in a room with people who have similar feelings about what they do in their work, but also having a professional artist saying, well, no, you know, let's not talk about that. This is where you're at and this is what you need to do. So that was great. So yeah, I've just been busy doing quite a lot of different courses, but I also managed to get to Collect Art Fair last week, which was fab. That was my first time. I don't think I've ever been to Collect. I've been to Freeze and some of the others, but it was great. First of all, it was in Somerset House, and apparently previously years it's been at the Saatchi, but I love the layout of Somerset House. So it's lots of different media again in various rooms, some fantastic jewellery, but I also love the glasswork. The thing with Collector Think is that you get such a mixture of makers from all over the world. But yes, the jewellery for me was obviously one of the main reasons that I went. So my standouts from there would definitely be Adie Tock. Again, I've mentioned her in our previous chat. She had quite lovely pieces there. But top of my list would be Fran Unoma.
Okay, she, don't know her.
She is a fantastic silversmith. She makes some wearable pieces, not sort of in the classic fine jewellery sense. All her work is hand forged and raised, and absolutely stunning pieces. And it was great to see. I think she sold out all of her work there. So I'll tag her as my person to check out on Instagram. But yeah, Collect was great. And you're talking of visual arts, apart from being inspired by the arts, I love dance. I have a bit of a dance background myself, so I'm excited to be going to the ballet tomorrow.
So
I'm going to my favourite place, my favourite building, the Barbican, to see Ballet Black. So, yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to, really.
Fantastic. And what are Ballet Black performing? Is it modern works or is it historical works?
They do a combination of sort of classical ballet, traditional ballet pieces, but they're an ensemble that I think this year they're celebrating their 20th or 25th year. And as the name suggests, they're predominantly black dancers. They now have dancers of colour from other parts of the world, Japanese, I think they have Korean as well. But they usually do quite, I'd say, avant-garde type pieces, but always, I always find it very stimulating. And I love sets as well, stage sets. So for me, part of the visual attraction for dance is always what's going on and the scenery behind them.
I've not been to the ballet for years. The last time I can remember was decades ago when I went to see the all-male Swan Lake.
Oh, with that Matthew Bourne.
That's a very long time ago.
Yeah, Matthew Bourne's great. I actually saw them in January as well. So yes, I'm a bit of a dance person. But yeah, that's much been my fortnight or more since we last spoke.
It was at the time when I saw it, I didn't know that one of my very distant cousins was in the actual production, Theo Klinkard. Theo is and his partner Mark are both ballet dancers. Mark was playing the Black Swan and Theo was in the Corrines. I can't think what you call the chorus in a ballet.
Call the ballet, darling.
Call the ballet. Thank you, darling. Yes. Sorry. Silly me. So yeah, he was part of the Corps de Ballet. But it was only years later that we actually met and discovered that we were related.
Oh, that's so cool.
That was fun. Yeah, so I've not been to the ballet since. He's very, obviously he's a trained ballerina. Now, what do you call a male ballerina?
He's a dancer.
Just a dancer. Oh, okay.
He's not a ballerina, he's a ballet dancer.
No, but it is, okay.
It's funny, isn't it? You kind of think there should be. But yeah, definitely not a ballerina.
He might be camp, but no ballerina. Yeah.
No ballerina.
Anyway, yes. So that was my last experience with the ballet. I've not seen it since. But something that I do love dance as well. It's something I used to thoroughly enjoy. I didn't do ballet, but I used to do ballroom and Latin American many, many years ago. And I did that, probably started it as a late teenager, probably about 15 or something like that, and did it for a few years. And then I moved into London when I was 19 and stopped doing it for about 10 years and then kind of picked it up again. And I used to really enjoy that.
Have you got
I don't think there's any snake hip left anymore now. It's more like hippo hip these days.
You never lose it, David. I'm sure you can whiz around.
Yes. Well, according to Krish, I look like Dad dancing most of the time.
Oh,
I know. I ignore him anyway and carry on.
Oh, brilliant. So when's your ETA for coming back to the UK, if ever?
Well, based on initial ideas, we are coming back on the 5th of April.
Well, so, not long.
No, only a few weeks now. So the idea is that we will... this weekend we're off to Vancouver and there for a few days. Then we are off to Vancouver Island and Salt Spring Island, where we have friends and we're going to be staying with them. And then on the 2nd of April, we fly from Vancouver back to LA, stay with my sister for a few days, and we fly out of LA to come back to the UK. Now, by that time, in theory, one of us will have accepted one of these job offers, and it may be that just one of us is flying back to sort things out. I mean, I need to be back anyway because I'm running workshops. I've got masterclasses with Atelier by the Sea in Brighton and workshops in my own place that I am running in April. So I need to be back for those. I do have ones also in May, but if, you know, if suddenly we're moving to a different continent, they may have to be brought forward, whatever. Krish is more flexible in that the work he does is all online. So it might be I go back, he stays over here, and you know, we start sorting out what we're going to bring because all our home is in storage.
That's really exciting.
It is exciting and daunting. Like, oh my God, this is real now.
No, I think that's brilliant. I love the idea that you've gone and done a extensive recce of the various places. So you know you want to be there. You're just narrowing it down at the moment. I think that's such a great, you know, to have the opportunity to do that is really good.
Absolutely. And do you have this kind of glut of offers as to, you know, when it, you know, which one do we actually want to do, you know, which is the area that we want to be in, when there's an offer in each. And let me say that the place where we're staying at the moment is Salmon Arm with our friends Cam and Ryan. They are, and James, who lives here as well, they are just amazing people. And all the people in the Okanagan are the friendliest bunch you have ever met. It just blows us away each time we meet somebody new. And then you go to the scenery of the Kootenays, and there's nothing wrong with the people in the Kootenays. They just find hard to come up to the people in the Okanagan, but the scenery of the Kootenays just tends to blow the Okanagan out of the water if you're into that kind of scenery. And that's very much what speaks to Krish. And I'm quite happy with the vineyards here. I don't have a problem with that in the slightest, especially in the summer. I don't know.
There's pride as well.
There's pride everywhere now. There's Kootenay pride in Nelson, and there's Salmon Arm pride where we are at the moment. Salmon Arm is not big. What's it got? 13,000, I think, live here. So it's a small town. But they have their own pride. They have their rainbow sidewalks already. And so there are prides all over. In fact, this weekend coming, there is Peak Pride, P-E-A-K, which is up in one of the snow areas, ski areas here. So they're...
Oh, cool. Area is... That's really cool. Very progressive.
Yes, I thought great ideas. But, you know, they're one of the first prides of the year in Canada anyway. And well, if people love snow, let's go and do a... Peak, you know, a snow pride. Why not?
It's just an excuse for a party. That's all.
Absolutely. Yeah. Glue wine and try not to go completely mad as you go hurtling down the hill afterwards.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got exciting times ahead of you.
We have. Thank you. We have. And I can talk about times. Our time seems to be running out. I know. Where did it go? We need to think about who we're talking about. We have kind of talked about it already as to who we're going to recommend. So do you want to start off this time?
I would like to recommend Fran Onuma, and her Instagram is FranOnumah. She's a British metalsmith, silversmith, all-round amazing creative person. She makes these beautiful sculptural pieces.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. I shall have to look her up and add her to the people I follow. So I am going to talk about Samonte. So it's Samonte Cruz Studios, all one word, SamonteCruzStudios. There's lots of there for you to explore. There's all sorts of different little feeds there that you can find out more about Samonte if you want to. So go have a look, go say hi to them from me, and that's it. I think we're done.
Fantastic. Well, it's lovely to see you again.
You too.
And hopefully we all get to see each other in person before you abscond to Canada for good.
Yeah, well, if not, you'll have to come out here, won't you?
I was just about to say, if not, keep a room ready for me.
It's there already.
Lovely. See you soon, hun.
Will do. You take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode and come back to us in another couple of weeks for the next one. In the meantime, also thanks to Alfie Amadeus for the amazing track of Toby, which is our theme music. See you soon. Bye-bye.